You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Clover by the wonderful Roy Irwin, who is playing this weekend at Loud and Proud, which is an awesome experimental music festival presented by the Audio Foundation as part of Auckland Pride. And we have got Tash in the studio. Kia ora, Tash, how are you?
Sup? I'm good, thank you.
Nice to have you here, old mate of the station, part of the committee, really, organising some pretty incredible stuff that's going on as part of the, I guess, the festivities this weekend. What's Loud and Proud all about?
Loud and Proud is a festival that is a celebration of experimental underground LGBTQIA plus musicians that's happening at three consecutive venues just along Kerang Happy Road.
Mean.
We have a really star-studded lineup of 11 acts, actually like 15 musicians.
So sick.
From Tamaki and also a special guest from Palmy North.
Oh, hell yeah, Palmy Massive. Nice.
Yeah, and so the venues it's happening at the Pitt Street Methodist Church in the afternoon.
Very nice.
And after that, we'll have a little walk down to the Audio Foundation.
Sick.
We're going to have a sausage sizzle because, you need a little recharge in the middle of a festy, and there's going to be a banner painting session at that as well while the DJs play.
Sick.
And then we can all walk over to Whammy Bar with the banner, hanging up at the back of the stage all our beautiful art on it and party.
Oh, that
until
sounds
the wee
so
hours
good.
Of the morning.
I like a festival that is actually a bit of a roving circus as well. You're actually taking everybody with you up and down the road. That feels like a really nice communal way to enjoy something like this. Tell us a wee bit about who's on the lineup, because it is looking stacked and it's a very broad range of sounds that you're going with here.
Yeah, so we have... should I do it in order?
Do it in order.
Okay, I'll see if I can remember the set order off the top of my head. So we've got Jess Robinson opening up in the church first, which I'm really excited about. I think it's the perfect venue for her, glorious voice. And then we have coaxed Roy Irwin out of their little demon's cave to play a set. We have Bridge Hasji, who is a member of the station, playing with actually myself, Ruby Walsh, and Fern, an improv set. And then Krause. I have got Krause to do...
Another person you've coaxed out of their lair?
A DJ set.
Oh, whoa!
Yeah, I think it might be like... I've never heard of Krause doing a DJ set before.
No, that's exciting.
I know that Krause is like a big nerd about music, and I really wanted to hear what sort of music Pat was listening to in the queer spectrum.
That's so exciting.
Baby Zinov, who previous curator of Loud and Proud.
Nice.
And then over at Whammy, we have an opening by Whitstar, DJ Sweat's new ambient act, followed by Codes doing a bunch of like jazzy funk songs made out of like historical gay slang.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, should be really cool. And then after that, PHF playing the new unreleased album for the first time.
Sorry,
back
could you
to back?
Wind that back. New unreleased PHF all the way through.
Back to back.
Wowee. Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah, super exciting. And Opus, who are a new star-studded act of some folk from the Audio Foundation, from Pumice, Duckling Monster, I think Liz Moore, you know, painter?
Yeah.
And Jade Farley, new sort of like punk sort of act, really cool, amazing energy. And then what do we got after that? Opus, Twiz Membrane, Synthetic Children from Palmy.
Awesome.
With a special guest at the end of it.
Cool. TBC?
I think I can say Baby... Auto Angel.
Auto Angel.
FKA Baby Girl.
Excellent. What a stacked lineup.
And then we have a final DJ who actually... is changed, so I might as well just say that. Fortunately, Sequentia caught the big C.
The big C. still here.
But we are really lucky to have Fern coming on to take over the closing slot with their great fusion of like cumbia and like dwarf and like some local influences in there, and now and again some live ocarina.
Oh, heck
in
yeah.
The DJ mix. Like,
sorry, live ocarina in the DJ mix. You had me at that. You also had me at PHF brand new album back to back. That's super exciting. Rare appearance from Roy Irwin, first ever potentially Krause DJ set. Just a whole star-studded lineup of awesome people from the queer community around Tāmaki and beyond as well. How was it for you curating this? It looks like you've had a lot of fun pulling this together, Tash.
Yeah, well, it's sort of been like something I've tippled away at for a few months. Definitely like booking at this time of year, a lot of people are busy and there's a few more less artists playing on the scene than there was like pre-COVID.
Yep.
But yeah, it's been really fun putting it together, and I feel like the vibe of the festival this year is very much like pulling together a lot of people in the community that have done a lot over the years for queer and trans musicians, and getting them together for a good time. Like, it's with these sort of festivals and the Audio Foundation, this is very much part of like our core papa. We really want to put events together as an arts organizations for the artists, even more than the audience a lot of the time, to get them together to be together in solidarity.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And also to build collaborations and relationships and celebrate each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think there's something really special, as we already have mentioned, about the fact that you are doing this hikoi kind of around from Pitt Street to the Audio Foundation back up to Whammy Bar. There's something really special about making that kind of part of the event too, and having some kai, having some banner painting. It's quite a holistic sort of set of things you've got going on there. What would you suggest for someone who's maybe listening to this and thinking, wow, this sounds like a little bit of me, but I'm shy, I've never been to an event like this, everyone seems really cool and intimidating. What's your advice for someone who's maybe feeling a little bit like that at the moment, Tash?
I would say just come on along. It's a super friendly place. Also, like, allies, it's a great place for allies to come along as well. They're an important part of the community too. And AF is a really friendly place and a friendly vibe. And whenever we run a festival like this and bring it to other venues, that's what we get back.
Exactly.
And just be yourself.
Lovely. Be yourself. Have some fun. Shout outs to the Audio Foundation. Shout outs to you, Tash. Thanks for coming in and chatting
with
us about it. We're going to play some PHF. Very excited to hear that there's new PHF on the way. You can get a sneak preview of it if you head along this weekend. Where can people get tickets to Loud and Proud?
Oh, jump on Under the Radar. They are only $25 unwaged and $30 waged for 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. and a sausage.
And a sausage. Bonus sausage. Thank you, Tash. We will see you on the weekend. Have a good one.
You too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.